And so, once again, we hear that familiar story that we've heard before, a story of the betrayal and denial of Jesus, a story of Judas and Peter, two of the 12 chosen disciples. How could all this have happened, we might ask? How can these men who have spent their days following Jesus be party to his arrest, conviction, and death on the cross? Of course, the one who immediately comes to mind is Judas. After all, he is the one who betrayed Jesus. So what led Judas to betray Jesus with a kiss, no less? Was it greed? Was it the offer of money from the chief priests and the Roman authorities? Was Judas scared about what was happening, afraid of what he and the other disciples were getting into? Was he upset with Jesus about being rebuked at the foot washing when he suggested that rather than spend money on expensive perfumes, the money should be given to the poor? Did he not realize that Jesus could be punished with death? After all, what had he really done to deserve a punishment? Or was it the fulfillment of a prophecy that Judas was a disciple chosen to betray Jesus? Later, after the betrayal, Judas realizes what he has done. He tries to give the money back, to no avail. In his grief and shame for what he's done, he hangs himself. And what about Peter, who told Jesus he would die for him? He undoubtedly cannot believe Jesus' words when Jesus told him he would deny him three times. It was Jesus who gave him the name Peter, which roughly translated in Greek means the rock. Wasn't he one of Jesus' most trusted and strong disciples? And yet he did deny Jesus three times, just as predicted. Was he also afraid of the authorities, afraid of what might be his fate if he admitted to knowing Jesus? Undoubtedly he was. Webster defines the word betrayal as the act or fact of violating the trust and confidence of another. Synonyms include backstabbing, double cross, sellout, treason. Denial is defined as a refusal to admit the truth or the reality of something, or the refusal to acknowledge a person or a thing. Synonyms also include rejection, refusal, non-acceptance. Similar but yet different definitions of these two words. What strikes me is a similarity of the two, yet also the differences. In some way, Judas and Peter both had a part in Jesus' death, though certainly Judas is seen as the ultimate betrayer. Peter goes on after the resurrection to spread the word of Jesus throughout the Roman Empire before he too is executed. Judas dies a solitary death by suicide. Peter's sins are forgiven by Jesus. But what about Judas? In preparing for this reflection, I watched the recent History Channel series on Jesus' last days. I was struck by the differences in Judas the betrayer and Peter the denier. Judas was portrayed, I thought, as somewhat clueless, afraid of what was happening, unsure of what to do, almost cowardly. Peter was portrayed as a leader, sure of himself, certain of that he would support Jesus, even die for him, though ultimately he denied him. It made me wonder where I might stand if confronted with the same situation in my own life. Don't we all have a little Judas and Peter in us? Who hasn't felt the pain and betrayal of betrayal and denial at some point in their lives? Is it possible that some of us, maybe all of us, either knowingly or unknowingly, have betrayed someone at some point? Maybe it was a promise broken, a confidence shared with others, or a commitment not kept. While I've never experienced a betrayal or denial like Jesus did with Judas and Peter, I think we've all suffered in our relationships where we felt abandoned, rejected, and isolated. Like Judas and Peter, we are humans with faults just as they had, but Jesus loved them both just as he loves us, and that's the message that speaks to me today.